The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
When I first heard a friend of mine talk about living in a blue zone, well, I didn't know what to think because I didn't know what she was talking about. And then when I got to talking to her, I realized that it had to do with health and longevity. And I knew I wanted to have her on my show and talk about this. Plus, she's also got a new show of her own that's going to be on, that is actually already premiered on America Out Loud. And I wanted to get her on us to talk about that too. So I thought we'd kill two birds with one stone. So my guest today, I'm really excited to have her on. Her name is Barbara McGee. Some of you may know her as one of the co-hosts of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. But she's here today to talk about living in the blue zone and what that entails, and also her new show that's come out. It's just recently come out. It's called The LA Miracle Cure, and it is, like I said, it's already had its debut on America Out Loud, and you can go there to hear it at americaoutloud.com. But it comes out on weekends. There's a new show every weekend. It airs at 1 p.m. Eastern on America Out Loud. Barbara, it's great to have you on the show today, and I'm excited about this new show of yours, LA Miracle Cure, and of course your website, if people want to go check it out, it's lamiraclecure.com. Tell us about this new show you've got.
Oh, I'm so glad, first of all, to be on your show. I must say this before we even get started on what's going on now. Beverly is the executive producer for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. And that is where I got an opportunity to meet such great people as Malcolm Out Loud. Now, Malcolm runs a wonderful network called America Out Loud, and that's what you're listening to right now. And this is the interview that I've been waiting for, because now I'm on Beverly's show. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited too. Now tell us about this. Now your show, LA Miracle Cure, yes. I believe it was this past weekend, it just had its first debut. You can listen on America Out Loud Talk Radio. And for those I want us to talk about, we can make it really easy for people to listen. You can listen to the Talk Radio. It comes out live, on Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to her show. And to make it easy and simple, you can download the app. You can go to your app store or go to America Out Loud and just download. There's two apps you can get. You can get the Talk Radio app, or you can get the podcast app. You can get either or both of them. And they're free, and you download them to your phone. It makes listening to the radio or to the podcast really simple, really simple. You just have to click once or twice, and you're there.
Absolutely. And okay, so I'm so glad you asked about it. It's the newest, the hottest show. It's called LA Miracle Cure. We just premiered last weekend. It's a weekend show, and we're in Los Angeles, California. Yay! And the entertainment capital of the world, let's not forget. And so what we're focusing on, actually, we come on America Out Loud every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock for the Eastern Time. And what we discuss actually is the legalization, the process of medical cannabis in California. What that looks like, who the players are, how is it going to be legal? Is it still illegal? Which it is. It's still a Schedule I drug, so you can go to jail and do federal time. Who does it serve, and why does it need to be available, down the street from where you live? Are people using it? Is it curing cancer? Is it addressing seizures? What's really happening with cannabis, and what's happening with those who are going to have the privilege of using it recreationally as of the 1st of January in California? So we're talking, Beverly, about a $5 billion business that is going to be, they anticipate this actually, in Los Angeles for $5 billion just in the first 18 months. So this is really something that whether you're for it, Beverly, or whether you're against it, you need to be informed about it. And so this is what LA Miracle Cure is doing. We are bringing it to you as it breaks down, as the laws are being made, the players that are involved, who is it serving, and some of the wonderful testimonies of people who are using it, like the CBD oil and teen cures and things like that, for people who are suffering from cancer. We have people that are using it for their children who have seizures or autism. I mean, it's a really interesting situation. So whether, like I say, I'm not a proponent of cannabis, but I do feel that it is our duty as media operators with these wonderful podcasts on America Out Loud and whatever podcast you listen to, I think it's important for us to bring the truth and let people know and be an authority on what's really happening. There's so many rumors. People are saying this, that, the other.
Yeah, it's good to always, get the truth out there and for people to be informed. And like you said, whether you're for it or against it. Now, I want us to be clear about something. You're not promoting, and America Out Loud is not promoting, I'm not promoting, marijuana per se, just the type that, the kind that makes you high and all like that. We're here to give you're here to give information. This is to inform about medical cannabis. And that's what your show is about. It's not about the kind that makes you high. It's about the medical cannabis and its uses and that type of thing. And there is a difference. There's two parts to cannabis that some people understand, a lot of people don't understand. There's the part that makes you high, which is called the THC, and then there's the part that's the healthy part, the part that helps your health improve, and that's the CBD oil that you just mentioned, and that has some wonderful healing properties. And
it's not just CBD oil. I mean, there are more than 160 products on the shelves of some of these dispensaries. Mm-hmm. And
but they're using, aren't they using, now you correct me if I'm wrong because you're more the expert than I am, but aren't they using though different mixtures of the CB oil in those different products? Or you're saying there's a lot of different aspects of the cannabis?
Listen, there's so many products out there that if we're not educated, if we're not in tune to understanding what is available, what is on the shelves, how can we educate our young people?
Right.
How can we, if we don't understand what these products are, like gummy bears, I'll never see a gummy bear the same again. I live, because now I know that there are all these various edibles, there are all these various tinctures, there are rubs, there are all kind of products that you can purchase, about 160 products inside of the dispensary that are used for medical treatments and ointments and things like that. They all have a certain amount of, let me say hi to everybody. Since we're live right now on Facebook, everybody is saying hi. So I just thought I'd mention that. But I think it's important for people to know just what's out there, because how can you protect your young people? How can you protect your home if people don't know? I mean, if there's cupcakes, there's, bread, there's butter, how would you know?
Yeah, and that is what's so confusing to me, is why would they put all these products out there that could be harmful if the wrong person got a hold of them, like children and things like, and people like that. And do these other products, do a lot of these products have the THC in them? So that's what you're saying, right? That these products don't just have the CBD, they have the THC in them also?
Well, I am not by no means a connoisseur of what is the products that are in the dispensary. What we're talking about is the legalization of manufacturing. That's where, you make cupcakes and maybe you make cookies in your house. Maybe you take them over to your friend who has cancer. But they are fixing these laws. So no longer will you be able to just casually do that. There's going to be incremental laws on how this is done. This is why LA Miracle Cure, and we have a website, lamiraclecure.com, where you can go and find out a little bit more about what's actually happening with the laws. So you can be within the law with what you're doing, and also so you can understand exactly how this pertains to you and your neighborhood. A perfect example, if there are, let's take Denver, for example. Denver started out with 47 stakeholders and 27 dispensaries in 2015 January. They legalized medical and recreational marijuana, or cannabis, as it's called in the medical community. And can you believe that right now they have 928 dispensaries in the city, more than Starbucks, more than Coffee Bean, more than, get this, more than schools, colleges, and all. There are 928 dispensaries, and they're running just under $1 billion for their annual take. So they are paying pre-tax to the federal government, and these products are in dispensaries, and they are doing a phenomenal business on recreational marijuana. So the marijuana enthusiasts are going to Denver. So, I mean, it's something we need to be aware of. I think whether you're for it, whether you're against it, I think it's going to affect us tremendously, no matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's some kind of control. So you have to have a card or something before you can even go into these dispensaries. Now, are we talking about something other than the dispensaries? I mean, because that would seem like keep the children away from it. Of course, you know, if somebody has it in their home, it's, you can't, you know, monitor that with children.
Right. On our first show with a person by the name of Virgil Grant, you could check it out on podcast.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to let's say what your first show was about.
Yes. Well, anyway, he's making the laws. He's been involved with this for 21 years, medical cannabis and the service of it in Los Angeles. And he was so gracious to be our guest. And we got to go behind the wall in South Central. We got to sit in the vault and literally talk to the King of L.A. It was amazing. And so right now, if you go to our website at either America Out Loud and look up LA Miracle Cure, or if you go to lamiraclecure.com, you too can hear that show. And we'll give you an idea of who actually and what people do in terms of going through, Beverly, the sacrifice of trying to make sure that people who are dying of AIDS, people who have cancer, people who are suffering from pain, severe pain, what they're using, the CBD oils and the tinctures and the treatments, and the edibles, because sometimes if you are stricken with a debilitating disease, you don't always want to take it in the medical form that it's made. You want to have it in a cookie or in the butter, or you want to make hair products, or you want to make skin products for people who have, you know, different skin ailments. So technically what it is people are using this in various forms. But once it's out of its package, it's hard to say whether it is cannabis or not cannabis. Is it a cannabis cookie or is it a chocolate chip cookie? Nobody knows. So, you know, I just want to be able to give the information so that people are aware, so we can start being a little bit more stringent about how we talk to our children, what they need to know. They need to know that, you know, this is recreational does not mean, well, we're going to have a party this weekend. That is not what it means. It means you have to be over 21 and a consenting adult. And if you're not over 21, you are going to jail. I think it's a pretty interesting thing how some people are going to make millions of dollars and other people are going to remain in prison and going to go to prison if they possess cannabis. So I think that's what I think LA Miracle Cure is all about, understanding what you should do, what you could do, and what you better not do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and that kind of thing. Now, and I do want to be clear, you know, we're not trying to, you know, say anything cures anything, because, you know, that's not the proper thing. But what we are saying is that what you're saying is that, you know, this medical cannabis can help, and it's been shown to help improve people's health and help people feel better and get better. And that, again, is what, you know, the emphasis on with LA Miracle Cure and you know, it's been a part of America Out Loud, is the medical cannabis part. We never advocate anybody getting high. We don't advocate drug use and that type of thing. So we just want to be clear about that.
I think it's important what you were saying, particularly right now, because let's just discuss this. All right. So the reality is that if you have surgery right now, heaven forbid we don't have surgery, but let's say you go under the knife. You're working with a doctor. The doctor gives you a take-home prescription because you know you get your surgery the same day. You got to go home, and then you're there just, oh my goodness, I've just been cut open. So now your pain threshold has gone 3 times up. So they prescribe you an opioid. An opioid could be Norco, hydrocortisone, OxyContin. I mean, I could name off a few. And when they give you these, can you believe that it's known to our government and to the pharmaceutical companies who are after us for our money? Did you know that within 2 prescriptions, you too could be hooked on opioids? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're having a big problem with opioids in the country now. So many people are getting hooked on them, and so many people are dying from them. So, well, you know, any drug can be dangerous. Absolutely.
It's a synthetic, and it mimics exactly who you are and what you are in terms of the dopamine that's in your brain. So it mimics it to such an extent that it really doesn't cure your pain. It doesn't subside your pain. It makes you not care that you've got pain. That's really how it works.
Yeah.
And so when we give that to our population, then we are starting this new thing that we're facing now, which is the opioid epidemic. And soon there's going to be federal monies out there, I do believe, because they are holding the president to the nail, because he promised that that's what he was going to do, was put aside money to help middle America, where we are seeing it cave in with young people dying every single day. Some of our favorite people in entertainment have died from prescription drugs. A problem. And so when we look at the naturalization of what cannabis is, it's a plant. You can grow it in the windowsill. You can grow it like an herb. That's what it is. We wonder, why would that be a Schedule I drug? Now, this is all food for thought. And you would look right over to your medicine cabinet and pull out maybe 4 or 5 lethal products that you can get from Walgreens right now and not go to jail on. So it makes you wonder what actually is happening in our society that addictive products would be served at such a pitch, and you would go to jail for something that can also block pain, that also mimics the signals to the brain and can take the pain away and make your skin beautiful. And guess what? It's not addictive. Very interesting.
Yeah, and that's good too, is to get people to think. And that's another thing I like about what your show is doing, is covering the issue and covering the issues all related to this and getting people to think.
Yes,
Do you think this is going to be the wave of the future? And we've got to go to a break here in just a few seconds, but do you think this is going to be the wave of the future, medical cannabis?
Well, I think that, well, let me just say this. Right now, it is in the hands of small business. But anytime you say billion, then you have the Philip Morris's and you have, you know, all these big companies that are just waiting. The reason why they're being held off right now is because it is a Schedule I drug. The moment it is legalized on the federal government side, it will be in every gas station, every service station, will be like a cigarette.
Yeah, I think the wave is coming. I do on this.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, you know, whether we agree with it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've got to get aware. We've got to be aware. We've got to teach our children.
And we got to get ready for it.
Who is it for, Beverly? Who is it for? Who does it treat? And if you don't have those maladies, then it's not for you.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, we're also want to say one thing real quick. You know, and the thing about the cannabis, the healing part of it, the part that helps you get better, is basically it's just helping to boost and strengthen your immune system so that your body can help heal itself. And usually when the body gets what it needs, it it does its thing because it's just a genius machine we have, our bodies, when we give it what it needs and the material it needs, it can do an amazing job of healing itself. But we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Barbara McGee, and we're going to talk about these blue zones and what are they. We'll be right back.
We're a new breed of talk radio with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio. Shows that impact your health, honor our heroes, political talk, shows that inspire you to live a truly authentic life. You can hear your favorite shows on networks like iHeartRadio or AHA Radio, or just download our free apps on both Android and Apple. Well, we are proud to have you as one of our growing family of listeners. We are the Vision of the Voices, AmericaOutLoud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Okay, we are back, and I'm Beverly Butler. I'm here with Barbara McGee, and you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network. And we've been talking about, I've been talking to Barbara McGee. She has got a new show on the America Out Loud platform called LAMiracleCure.com, and we've been talking about medical cannabis and, you know, what it, you know, and what her show is, and what this, you know, some of the pros and cons of what's coming down the pike, and about cannabis and what it's, what, you know, some of the laws that's being made and it's going to be made, and things like that. And we're also going to be talking about, on this part of the show, the blue zones. We're going to kind of transition. Now, we talked about how cannabis has healing properties to it, and of course, this show is about health and wellness and how we can, you know, learn these things that can help us, give us that extra edge maybe in life so that we can be healthier. Well, you know, there's a healing part to cannabis that not a lot of people probably know about. It's the CBD oil part of cannabis that helps your body, helps strengthen the immune system, and helps it heal. And, you know, there's so many different things that we can do to help heal. But when Barbara was talking about these blue zones the other day, I didn't know what in the world she was talking about, because I had never heard of those before. Of course, there's a lot I haven't heard of before. But she really got my interest, because I didn't know, now, what is a blue zone? Is that some kind of a UN program to, you know, come and take us over and put us in all these different zones, you know, and stuff? And, you know, you think about all these kind of things. But no one, you know, started talking to her about it. She started telling me about how that these are, she lives in a blue zone out in California. And these are zones that, well, I'm just going to get Barbara to tell us. What is a blue zone?
Oh, Beverly, I just love you. I'm so glad to be here. And like I say, you know, people can reach out, LAMiracleCure.com. We're going to have some information about the blue zone as well. Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, what is a blue zone? Well, a blue zone is where people are found when they do like their surveys. You know, there's always surveys going on, whether you participate in them or not. We're always being counted and prodded and put in categories. And when they talk about blue zones, they're talking about where do people live healthy, stronger, or longer? You know, who are these people? Why are they doing so well? And what are they doing that we should be doing that could extend our lives? So, when you think about who are the people that are living the longest, who are the people that are having the most healthy lifestyle, guess what? It's a funny thing. But Beverly, it is, there are some people over in Japan that live to over 100 years old. They're like centurions. It's like a whole city, right?
Right. I've read about that.
Yeah,
there's in a few other places. It's not very many.
Yeah.
But continue.
That's one place. I wish I could call the name. It's something very, very romantic. But I can't call the name.
Maybe that's why they're living longer.
Huh? But yeah.
Okay, we won't go there. The show's not about that. Okay, go ahead.
They're all married. That's right. You know, if you're married.
Yeah.
You're married and you have a family. And you make those sacrifices to have a loving family, of course. You know, that also extends your life.
But can absolutely.
You believe that one of the longest, most healthy group of people living are Seventh-day Adventists? It's
wow.
proof. And I live in Loma Linda, California. And many people have heard of the effects of Loma Linda University, and they say it's better than Stanford. You know, they say it's the number one place to go if you have an illness or if you have strife. I can name several places that we have, like Weimar Institute in Weimar, California, where if somebody says, you know what, you've got cancer, you got 6 months, or you better go say goodbye to everybody. You know, if you have that situation, not being insensitive, but just saying the truth, that your life can be extended at Weimar. And so what they do, what is it that they do? What is the difference? Well, one thing that is the difference is it is a plant-based diet. Now, way back in the 60s, I can remember being the only one that was forced not to eat pork, not to eat certain foods. And, you know, we had this diet that went along with our religious consciousness. And we had what's called the health message. And so the health message is exactly that. Eat as your body is your temple. And so that's what we did. So can you believe that having a plant-based diet, using vegetables and fruits and nuts and protein, and not necessarily a lot of substitutes, definitely lots of water and more water and more water, better sleep, having a better sleep cycle. And everybody knows that Seventh-day Adventists also do something else that they say extends life, and that is we have a Sabbath, and that's from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. That means you get a chance to rest, disconnect, turn off everything. We just had a speaker. I went to a seminar at Beverly, and it was Devon Franklin. Now, Devon Franklin is a pastor, and he's from Oakland. That's where I'm from. Hey to Oakland, California. But to be honest, Devon is married to the beautiful actress Megan Good. And can you believe that Devon Franklin is vice president of Sony Pictures? I mean, he is a mover and a shaker in Hollywood. And he has found that turning his cell phone off for that 24-hour period, not checking his email, not engaging, gives him the rest necessary so that he can be more effective come Monday or Tuesday or Sunday or whenever he gets into it. And I think because we have such a great gift of technology and how we live, you know, we one click, you can get me, two clicks, you can get Beverly, three clicks, and good luck, you can get Malcolm.
yeah, good luck on that.
But my point is that, you know, we are this in-touch society. We're in touch, but we are quite removed from personal relationships. And so the personal, the getting to know, the exchange that we used to have, we don't have those exchanges anymore. And the closest that we get to each other is maybe Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live right now, and I'm sending love and kisses out there to all my friends, but some of them I haven't seen for years, even though they know I still love them. You know, unfortunately, this is how we live. So when we're disconnected spiritually, when we're disconnected from our base, the people who love us, and we're pounded with all this data in terms of what you got to have done, when it's got to be done, timelines, this, that. We're working from home. Most of us bring our work home. The computer, you know, we work until we fall out.
Yeah, and those of us that work at home, it's hard to know when you're not working because
exactly.
You're there all the time. You know, you may be working in the morning or late at night or whenever, you know.
Exactly. And women, I mean, oh my goodness. I know a lot of women listen to your show. And when we work at home, it's like, okay, you work. All right, now let me get up and take a break. Oh, got to do the laundry. Oh, got to put on dinner.
Right. And we like to have two or three things going at once. So we get through with one, we take a break. When we take a break, on the way to our break, we put the clothes in the dryer. And then we, you know, then we go take our break. And then we come back and then we get them out, fold them. Then we get back to our other work. And so we're juggling usually two or three things at once.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we understand that exercise, water, air, sunlight, all make a connection in our health. When we understand that a green zone means planning our meals, not eating, you know, I mean, I don't know if people know, I hate to down Red Lobster, you know, but did you know that all of the restaurants are fast food? You know, we always want to point out McDonald's as fast food, but did you know Outback, all of them?
Yeah, they really all are. Yeah, it's packaged food. Yeah.
Yes, it's packaged. It's prepackaged food with things put on it to make it last longer so that they could serve it to you whenever you decide to come over with their credit card. Mm-hmm. So what we're eating is chains, and we're not eating for nutrition. We're not eating for nourishment. So that's what the Blue Zone is all about. And I'm just going over my notes here.
Yeah, so I wanted to stop you, but it's not really about a particular religion. It's more of just a philosophy of life.
Well,
right.
I will say that, you know, a lot of times, especially now, you know, we live in a time where everything is convenient. So guess what? I want my spirituality to be convenient too. Don't take up too much of my time. If I do go to church, I got to get home before the football game is started by 1, you know. So we live in a time where unless we are in a hurricane or unless we are in financial demise or unless we, you know, are having some health issue, we really don't think about our spirituality. And just like you work and exercise the body, just like you exercise your mind, guess what? You've got to exercise and work on your spirituality. It is a part of you that if you don't work on it, it will be missing. And so when we talk about religions, yes, there's so many different religions, so many faiths you can be involved in. But the bottom line is that I've found that the Seventh-day Adventists, this is, you know, it's cool now to be vegan, but they were vegan before vegan was even spelled vegan. They were lacto. I can't even say all the name. There's a lacto ovo. There's ovo. There's vegetarian. There's a fruitarian. I mean, there's all these different forms. And really, the strategy for being more healthy was actually given to us by the Seventh-day Adventists a long time ago. I don't even know if you know this, but Battle Creek, Michigan, look it up, the Kellogg's family were Adventists, and they were trying to come up with some kind of granola to eat in the morning that would be really advantageous, and that's how we got cereal. Well, we don't eat cereal now. We know not to eat it, but
yeah.
The truth is that the idea of living better and being better comes from wanting to reserve your body as a temple, and it enlightens you and heightens you to where you want to have that spiritual connection with God. Absolutely.
And I think that is important, but you know, you can be, there's all kind of different shapes and forms of being spiritual. You can be a spiritual person and not be religious, you know, because there's, you know, at least two different paths you can take there. But the bottom line, and I have read some of these research you know, the research that's, some of the research that's been done on that. It's basically believing in a higher power, something bigger outside of yourself that really helps to, you know, and someone you can trust and believe in, something that, like I said, a force outside of yourself that's bigger than yourself. And people can do that without even affiliating with a religion. So there's different paths people can take on that. But you're right. And I think these blue zones are good, because from what I looked it up a little bit, and they you can go to blue zones. BlueZoneSolution.com. I've got it here somewhere. I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, BlueZones.com, and check it out yourself if you're interested in it. But it's basically a community that I gather that where people encourage each other to be healthy, to exercise, to get out, you know, and just be in nature, and to eat healthier and that kind of thing. And, you know, I think that there's so many fad diets out here. It's ridiculous. And there's, I'm wanting to do a podcast on this, haven't done it yet, but on the ketogenic diet. And I'm here just, as I look at myself, is just give people information, and then they can do what they want to with it. But I think what do you think about this ketogenic diet? I think this is something that, we won't talk about this in just a minute because we've got to go to break here, but the ketogenic diet with this high fat, you know, I think you can have too much fat. I think we're just going to the opposite extreme. We're just going from one extreme to the other, where it was no fat or low fat, now it's high fat, you know. But we won't talk about that here in just a minute. We won't take another break. You're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network, and I'm Beverly Butler, your host, and we will be right back.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
We are back, and this is Beverly Butler, and I'm here with my guest, Barbara McGee, and you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network. And Barbara here has her own show that she's just launched. We talked about that earlier, LAMiracleCure.com. And she also lives in a blue zone. And we're talking about blue zones. And these are communities that's in various places across the United States. I looked up on their website, BlueZones.com. And they have 42 communities in 9 states to date. And I'm going to list some of these states. It's Iowa, Minnesota, Texas, California, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Hawaii, Florida, and Oregon. So these are communities that focus on health. They focus on all aspects of health. And they, you know, with getting enough rest and exercise and eating healthy. It's mostly, I think, a plant-based diet. And right before the break, I was going to ask Barbara what she thought about this ketogenic diet. And I have just had a big question mark on it myself, but I'm leaning against it myself. Of course, it's just my own opinion on that. But I think that, you know, the more we do, and you regular listeners have heard me say this before, the more we get back to nature, to the way things were done, I mean, generally speaking, 100 years ago, as far as our diet and lifestyle, then the healthier we're going to be. Of course, we have a lot of advantages now that they didn't have back then, but, you know, still going back to nature and the way things, you know, just like eating, healthy eating, you know, what's the saying? If you can't pick it, you can't eat it, you know, or something, or it's not that healthy for you. So just going back to nature and doing things. And I know fruit has been demonized a lot. You know, some people are saying you can't have no more than 25 grams of fructose, which would include fruit. And I think that's an extreme too. And yes, in some cases, some people may need to do that. And that's another thing we miss the mark sometimes. Everybody's different, and what works for one doesn't work for somebody else. But I think there's some general guidelines and some general things, general principles that we can, you know, live by. And just going back to nature is one of them. Just eat real food, as sometimes you hear people say.
I love what you said there, Beverly. you know, real principles. And see, that is, I think that is where we have gotten away. We kind of encourage each other to live your best life, be your best self, you know, encourage yourself, you know, you the self, you know, we live in an age of the self. We don't think about, you know, I don't control when I die, when I was born. Life is a gift. It's been given to me. And who is the author of the gift? Because that is the one that we as people need to continue our search and our perseverance to be closer to the author. And the author is God. We know this.
Right, absolutely. So,
okay, in Canada, everybody's down on the Inuit. The Inuit are what you and I studied in our history books as the Eskimo. Do you remember them? They're the indigenous people that are in Upper Canada, Lower Canada, Alaska, on up, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's several different tribes, but there are one specific tribe that lives right off the coast in Alaska, and they've migrated down into Canada. And their entire diet is based off of seals. Mm-hmm, eating mm-hmm. blubber, working with the blubber. I mean, it's so cold there. Can you imagine? Their mm-hmm. entire diet is based off of that because they've adapted to that area. Now, right, I love what you said about, how did you say that? You said that there are principles. Okay, so let's talk about lifestyle. Because I think where we get off track is we get off track by, Beverly, what did you just say? Oh, yes. Let me try that new diet, the cabbage soup diet. Let me try this.
Yeah,
diet.
I remember that years ago. I think we did that, as a matter of fact, in some of my family.
Yeah, let me get the Hollywood diet. Let me get, you know, so we got all the carbs, no carbs. I want no carbs. I want all protein, you know. So we're running around with all these fads, and we still are not losing weight. If we do lose weight, we lose, like, entertainers do. They lose for a role. They might drop 50 pounds. They might gain 50 pounds. But we're not entertainers. We're actually living, working beings that want to live a long time, and we don't want to leave. We want to live disease free. So how do we do that? Well, let's talk about life principles. Okay. You said that word. Okay. Let's start about this. Trust more, stress less. That's
amen one. Amen to that.
Everybody get out your pencils. Here we go. Water. You must maintain a water flow through. I mean, we're talking a gallon a day. Not all at once, because you can be poisoned by water. But you want to have enough water flowing through your body. It increases your blood flow. It flushes out. I mean, water is, let's face it, it is it.
And of course, that depends on how big you are. You know, I mean, a 100-pound person wouldn't need as much as a 200-pound person on
well,
the water.
You know what? Nobody gets enough water. Because
I agree with that, though.
We're like 80. I don't even know what the percentage is. But I remember somewhere we were 85 or 70. I'm forgetting.
Well, at least 70%. I think it's around 70%
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, something like that. So trust me, look younger, be younger. Water's the key. Live temperately. What is that? Temperance. You know what? When I was a kid, we used to talk about temperance all the time. But now that I'm adult, temperance. No drinking, no smoking, no drinking, no smoking.
It's self-control, isn't it? Self-control. For those who know what temperance is.
Yes. And hey, let's put sugar in there. Because, you know, really, sugar is a killer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here's how it kills. Can you believe that the sugar industry got together and put a high octane study out on salt? So the sodium industry got knocked to the floor, not because salt was so bad, but because sugar wanted to make sure, we're talking about corporate sugar now, corporate sugar wanted to make sure that salt was knocked out the box. So they're the ones that authored that study. And so we all started recognizing, oh, well, we shouldn't eat salt. Well, I don't know. How about you? Oh, well, let's get the low sodium. And so the doctor started telling us, hey, you got to live without salt. You got too much salt, high blood pressure, hypertension, you know, all this stroke, all this stuff is coming forward. So you eliminate salt. So what happened? Then we flip right back into sugar because, well, sugar's not that bad, right? So they did a counter that really hurt us as Americans because that counter never focused on the detriment of sugar. So in temperance, we want to include sugar.
Yeah, sugar. And I have done a show for those that, again, that may have, my regular listeners probably heard it, with Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson. She's an expert on this. And of course, she was, you know, talked about a study that came out. There was a study that came out that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. So it's very addictive. And of course, Dr. Thompson had her book that came out. It shows, you know, Bright Line Eating shows how to overcome that addiction. But I digress. The point is, sugar is not good for you at all. But fruit sugar, fructose in whole fruits is good for you.
Well, there are good and bad things about every single thing that we do.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Fruit is excellent. I believe anything that grows is excellent for us. But we have to think about, is it organic? Where is our fruit coming from? You know, is it coming from China? Maybe we shouldn't indulge. Is it coming from... in our local, are we going to the local market to purchase our food? Because local gives you, believe it or not, benefits because it is growing where you're growing.
Right,
so the season and everything has to have its own timing. So buying locally is what is most important without pesticides. Try to get the organic. Okay.
And yeah, and also the closer, the shorter the time it comes from the field to your dinner plate, so to speak, or to the time you eat it, the more nutritious it is. The longer it sits, you know, the longer it travels and sits on the grocery store shelves, it loses its nutritional value. So
yeah,
there's several benefits to eating locally and organic.
Right. And you find yourself eating dead food. You're eating dead food. You're a living being eating dead food. So that's what we want to talk about. And oh, here's another. You still got your pencils. So having refreshing rest. What does that mean? You know, I had a famous actress that came and stayed with me. I'm not going to say her name, but she stayed with me. Everybody knows I'm a celebrity makeup artist. So here I had this wonderful actress, and I was so interested in making sure that she was comfortable and she had everything she needed. And I remember she came to my bedroom and she knocked on the door and she said, "Oh, you must turn off the Wi-Fi." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, I can't have Wi-Fi on while I'm resting. It will interfere with my sleep ions." I didn't know what she was talking about. My daughter said, "Mama, something's wrong with her."
No, she had a good point. And I wanted to mention this. I've got a show coming up. I'm fixing to record a show. We're going to talk about Wi-Fi and these smart meters and all like that. But again, go ahead.
Yes, and just think. 5 years ago, I thought she was crazy Daisy, mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm the crazy Daisy because now I'm trying to find the off button.
That's right.
And I can't find the off button. You can't turn it off.
You know, they say if you put your cell phone, I read this, Dr. Mercoli's, if you put your cell phone in airplane mode, that helps tremendously and it helps save on your battery. And he says he also puts his in a Faraday bag, but you can also get, you can also get some EMF protectors that kind of blocks it. And some of my favorite ones, I've tried different ones, I get from ewater.com. They have some really good ones that they have done some tests on, shows that it blocks the EMF, you know, radiation and those frequencies. And you can, and it's just a flat, something you just stick, a sticker you stick on your phone, your computer, your refrigerator. It's real, real simple and easy.
Okay, and we're going to go right back into it. We are vitamin D deficient. This is where we end up with cardiovascular disease and other diseases, is by blocking the sun. Now, we know about the UVA and the UVB rays, meaning that if you live in a place that is polluted in the air, the UVA and UVB comes down, and we know that sunscreen is all a myth. We know that none of it is going to work past 15 or 20 minutes, even though you spend $25, unless it has zinc oxide in it. And the zinc is a full block, so you're blocked for an hour. But if you swim, you're not blocked anymore. So that kind of takes away the misnomer of having sunscreen. But listen, it is necessary to have the sun. The sun keeps you young, not sun tanning, but just having an interaction with fresh air and sunlight. How many of us work out in the gym? Oh my goodness, we don't get any sun in there. Could you imagine if you could just add a morning walk before the sun is too intense, before the rays are harmful? Think about that. Then we also want to add, of course, we talked heavily about a plant-based diet, nutrition. We also talked about exercise. And how about this? Investing time in others. What does that mean? Well, Beverly, I'll tell you what it means. Mentorship, if you're over 50. If you're over 50, you should be mentoring to others. You should have a young people's organization. You should be helping somebody learn how to read. You should be helping somebody with their math literacy. You should be helping somebody with a foreign language. We are so rich in what we have within our own minds. After 50, you need to share. That will increase your life. If you're under 50, what do you need to do? Well, let me tell you something. It's very, very important to get a mentor. And that's for any age group, but a mentor in the area in which you want to go. And I don't mean somebody that you idolize. We're not talking about a person like Michael Jackson, let's say, God rest his soul. We're not talking about idolizing. What we're talking about is someone who is human, but who has the authority and the power to give you information in real time that you can understand it. And that's important too, is mentorship and teaching you how to eventually, God willing, you get into your 60s and 70s that can teach you how to be a mentor. So that is very important. And then, you know, of course, I believe wholeheartedly in finding a church family. I think any time you move to a city, that's the first thing you should do, is align yourself with a community that believes and thinks like you do. And the reason why you want to do that is because that will allow you to be more positive. That will allow you to serve, and service is everything.
When you are service truly makes you happy too. When you it gets your mind off of yourself and onto others, and that brings true happiness. And a lot of people don't realize that, but of course the good book talks about that. You know, and I think that's important too, is finding your tribe.
Absolutely. So again, there's a book out there if you're interested in it. It's by Rico Hill and Jared Thurman. It's called Healthy Self. You can also check out my website, LA Miracle Cure, and on .com, and you can go there, of course, and hear our new show, LA Miracle Cure. But I just want to leave folks with this. You know, it's so important in the times that we live now to stay focused, but also understand the gift that we have in family. And if you don't have any family, like for me, Beverly, you know, my parents have passed away, you know, and my grandparents have passed away. So I'm like the last of the Mohicans. Do you remember that? The last of the Mohicans. I'm the last of the Mohicans. Now, I can feel sad about that and withdraw and stay to myself and think about woe is me, or I can get actively involved in my community with other people and create new families, new people who I care for, who care for me. And that's what's really important, is learning how to be a good friend, right? Learning how to create a community, learning how to serve, learning how to be committed to something. I know that there's a group of people that I love in Oakland, California. They're called the 1,000 Mothers to Prevent Violence. And it's my charity of choice. And it's run by Dr. Lorraine Taylor. And she lost 2 sons to gun violence in Oakland, California. So what she has done is, through her pain of 7 years, mourning the grief of her son, she's been able to turn that around and make herself now the spokesperson and the organizer for 1,000 Mothers to Prevent Violence, which services women who have lost their children to gun violence in California. I think that speaks to the testimony of how we turn our pain into service, and it heals ourselves as well.
It does. And it helps. Yeah, it does help with the pain tremendously. And I like what you're talking about, too, about, you know, finding your tribe and being a mentor and all this stuff and doing for others and that type of thing. And, you know, because this helps us to be truly happy. And people that are truly happy, I mean, I am convinced that is the biggest piece of this health puzzle that there is, because you can do all the right things. You can eat right and exercise and you know, have fresh air and relax and sleep good and all this stuff. But if you're unhappy, you're not fully healthy. You're going to have some kind of health problem somewhere along the way, sooner or later. And, you know, because true happiness is just tremendous for health. It's just tremendous for health, because, you know, our mindset just releases all these different chemicals in our bodies, and happiness releases the good chemicals and sadness releases the bad chemicals. And of course, we can't be happy all the time. You know, we go through ups and downs, but I'm talking about overall generally. So find what makes you happy and do that. You know, and I think, I've really enjoyed this. I think there's some really good nuggets and gold nuggets that people can get from this. And be sure and check out her site, LAMiracleCure.com, and her Barbara's podcast that is coming on weekends at 1 o'clock Eastern, and which will be 10 Pacific.
O'clock? Pacific. That's right. That's right. For us Californians, yes, we're following the medical cannabis as it becomes legal in California. We're following the players and the people that are involved and, you know, just what is happening on that side of the hill. Okay. So okay. Join us, please. And remember to patronize Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, where I am a host and Beverly Butler is, in fact, the executive producer. So great things happening on America Out Loud.
Yeah, and be sure and visit America Out Loud. There's this program, The Misdiagnosed Life, and Hers LA Miracle Cure. And we've got tons of other podcasts and great articles from liberals, from conservatives, from libertarians, and everybody in between. It's a wonderful platform for free speech. And we seem to be losing free speech in this country, and that's very, very dangerous, because you don't have to agree with people to let people speak. People need to be able to speak. Of course, we don't want to advocate violence or anything like that. We don't want to hurt anybody. But as long as you're not hurting anybody else or really advocating it, you know, we should all have our voice and to let it be known, as the motto of America Out Loud, let the silent voices be heard. And we're so thankful for Malcolm who started America Out Loud, and his passion for letting everybody say their piece, say what's on their mind, and giving people a voice. And we so appreciate him and America Out Loud for all his hard work. He works so hard, most people don't realize. And so we're very thankful to him. And thank you, Barbara, for the work that you're doing. And again, be sure and listen to LA Miracle Cure. And I want to say a little medical disclaimer. This information we're giving is for educational purposes only. If you're sick or you have some medical problem or question, be sure and see your doctor. Thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler with the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.